Next week, our reading will be on Thursday instead of Wednesday. And it will be in the Harville Auditorium instead of here.
Harville.
That's on 2nd and Olive. And I'm serious when I say bring somebody with you. It's a creepy place to find. Don't walk over there by yourself. It's nice after you get in there, but it's weird. And the poet will be Kenneth Koch. Yeah. If you are not on our mailing list and would like to be, please see me or Isla Abernathy after the reading and give us your address. We'd like to send you the announcements. We're finally taking the first newsletter to the printing bureau tomorrow, so it will be out in about 2 weeks, or between 10 days and 2 weeks. That'll be our next mailing. The Old Mosaic reading series has been renamed the Lamplighter series. It has a new coordinator. Chris Stern is the coordinator. Those are the readings that are held at Bentley's on the first Sunday of each month. So there will be a reading at Bentley's this Sunday. And please forgive me, I forgot to bring the names of the readers. But that will be at 7 o'clock on Sunday at Bentley's. Bentley's is on the Speedway between Cherry and Campbell. I hope you'll stay and have some punch and cookies and meet Tenney if you haven't already met him. As most of you know, he's a professor in the literature department here at the university, and we're very happy to have him with us. His poems have appeared in the Massachusetts Review, Social Text, Caterpillar, Painted Bride Quarterly, Tamarisk. He has published one volume of poems, The Book of Death. He's teaching currently American poetry and American literature in the English department. And he's published critical articles on Walt Whitman and John Ashbery. It's a real pleasure to welcome Tenney Nathanson for our reading.
Thank you, Lois. I don't know how many of you saw an article about a week ago in the Arizona Daily Star. It turns out that Wendy's is marketing a new burger, and they spent something like $5 or $6 million market testing the order of the condiments to find out which was ideal. It turned out that the particular order you put in, the pickle and the tomato and so on, made an absolutely crucial difference as to how people evaluated the burgers. It also turned out, though, that what turned out to be the right order was identical to the one already in use, which the original owner of Wendy's had intuited about 15 or 20 years ago. The point of that story is that I tend to write long poems. I know they can be taxing to listen to, so I've tried to intersperse the relatively shorter ones among the longer ones, and I put the Whopper in the middle, all right? And I'll read for about 40 minutes, all right?